Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, work advice for me, and of course, movie torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Hey, I'm so glad you hit play today. It's always an honor for me to be in your ears right now. I know that sounds weird, but I'm glad that I'm in your ears because you're going to hear a devotional today that I hope impacts your week. But before we get to that, thank you, Hopecast, for making this podcast possible. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you get these devotionals every week into your phone or however you listen to this. Also, make sure you do me a favor. Go on iTunes and leave us a review. Write us a nice review. Go on Spotify. Give us a 5-star review. I don't think they let you write reviews on Spotify. But the more reviews, the more we get shared, the more people can hear what God is saying to us today. Well, without further ado, let's get to today's devotional. Exodus 4:2 says, "Then the Lord said to him, 'What is in your hand?' And he said, 'A staff.'" You see, Moses had every reason to say no to God. When God called him from the burning bush, he didn't feel holy. He felt haunted. Haunted by his past. I mean, he did commit murder. Haunted by his insecurities because he wasn't a good speaker. And haunted by his fear. What if they don't believe me? So God asked him one simple question. "What's in your hand, bro?" Moses looks down. "It's just a shepherd's staff. Ordinary, worn, common." But God's like, "Hey, perfect. I can use that." That's the moment Moses learned something important. He learned something we all need to hear. God doesn't need you to be impressive. He needs you to be available. We live in a world that screams, be more talented, be more confident, be more put together. We scroll through highlight reels and we compare all things on social media to what we're doing. There's times I'm like, man, this person goes to some amazing places and I just get to go to Walmart. I don't understand it. But when God calls you, he doesn't ask for what you don't have. He asks for what's already in your hand, your voice, your story, your influence, your scars. Because the miracle didn't happen when Moses got a better staff. He didn't get the Mercedes staff or the Tiffany staff. It happened when he surrendered the one he already had. A few years ago, at a conference, a woman named Kendra shared her story. She had grown up in church, but struggled deeply with anxiety and insecurity. Some of you listening already can relate to Kendra. She said she used to pray, "God, I'll do something for you once I'm more confident." But the one day never came. One night, she felt God press the same question into her heart that he asked Moses. "What's in your hand?" She looked down, literally, and she was holding her phone. She had 400 followers on Instagram. Not a big deal, right? But she felt God whisper, "Start there." See, I can relate to Kendra because I felt God say that to me about podcasting. "Hey, what do you got? You can do this. Start here." It's been a slow growth, but we're getting there. So she began posting short videos about her faith, her fear, and how Jesus was walking her through anxiety. One post hit, then another, then thousands of people started messenger saying, "That's exactly what I needed." And she said, "God didn't wait until I was confident. He used me while I was shaking." Wow. That's the Moses story in real time, guys. God didn't give her a microphone. He just told her to use her phone. He didn't need a platform. He needed her yes. God needs your yes. Moses' staff represented his past, his life as a shepherd in the wilderness. But when God got a hold of it, that staff became a weapon of freedom. It split seas. It brought water from rocks. It pointed to power beyond Moses. When you hand your staff, your gifts, your weakness, your story to God, He turns it from something ordinary into something eternal. So this week, I want you to ask yourself this. What's in my hand that I've been underestimating? Maybe it's your pain. The thing you've been hiding could be the very story that heals someone else. Maybe it's your platform. The few people who actually listen to you could be your mission field. I think that's what I'm doing. Your time, 5 minutes with God, might change the rest of your day. Here's the challenge. Surrender what's in your hand to God this week. Pray, Lord, use what I got, not what I wish I had. And then take one bold, small step. Send a small text. Pray a prayer. Share a story. Start it. Because faith isn't about having more. It's about offering what's already there. What excuses are you making today to not do that? You see, I want to close with this. Moses didn't start as a leader. He started as a runner. But God met him in the wilderness, handed him a calling, and said, "What's in your hand?" And that's still God's question today to you and to me. He's not waiting for perfect. He's waiting for possible. Because when you give God what's in your hand, He gives you what's in His. And that's where freedom, purpose, and miracles begin. Let's pray. Dear God, I pray we look down today and we see what's in our hand. What have you given us today, God? I'm so grateful for what you've given me. You've given me a small little platform where I get to talk to a few people every Monday, and it's exciting. And Lord, I pray that this grows, but not because I need it for selfish reasons, but because I want people to hear your story and hear the gospel. And I pray that today, each listener looks down and goes, what's in my hand today that I can use as a staff to tell someone about Jesus? Thank you, Lord, for our listeners. I pray for their week this week. Bless them in their travels. I ask all these things in your holy name. Amen. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.